I used to pray this would be life. Now I get paid for my green light. Threw the first pitch out at Fenway. Same day my Apple Music page got like 10k plays. And I did a guest spot on radio talking sports life. Really, it's amazing though. You know you reached a level of success when you clear.
What's up, grinders? Welcome back to the Roto Grinders Weekend Grind Podcast. I am Josh Sir Giant, and I am here in Nashville. Tonight will be the Roto Grinders party. So if you guys are in Nashville and will be at the party, go ahead, feel free to say hi to me. If you're not going to be there tonight, give me a follow on Twitter at Real Joshua Giant. That's at Real Joshua Giant. Love to interact with you guys. Travis Mangone will not be on the podcast today, but you could check out Mangone's insights on today's slate by checking out the main page at Roto Grinders. He'll be doing the grind down covering for Notorious and breaking down all the games for you, showing you his elite plays, his secondary plays, and basically his thoughts on the slate. So if you want to get his insight for this slate, definitely go ahead and do that. Now for me, I am going to do a little bit of a different approach than we usually do here. Instead of going game by game, I'm just going to talk roster construction for you guys and where I'm going to be targeting tonight in my cash games and tournaments. So just looking at this slate in general, there's one game that really sticks out to me the most, and it's that huge over-under of 232.5 in the Golden State Warriors and Philadelphia 76ers game. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of fantasy goodness in this game. These guys already played against each other. So go ahead and get your lineup pages open and click on that game, and we're going to go and dig in deep into this game for a second. So the last time these guys played each other, Steph Curry went absolutely bananas, just like absolutely bananas, 43 DraftKings points in 29.5 minutes. While Philadelphia on paper defends opposing point guards really well, this is a good spot for Curry to come out there and just absolutely crush. Now, this game will be in Philly, so the 76ers, trusting the process, they're going to put up a fight. They're not going to want to be embarrassed in their, at their home crowd in front of all their fans by Golden State. So I think they're going to put up a good fight. I think this game stays relatively close. The 8-point spread suggests that as well. So Curry is a guy I will definitely be targeting. Wouldn't mind a little Splash Brothers correlation tonight in my lineups. Philly ranks dead last in the league at defending opposing shooting guards. Klay Thompson is a guy that we could definitely target. His price tag still, fiddling in that middle range. 6,900 on DraftKings for Klay. And if you want to get him over on FanDuel, you're going to have to pay 6,700. But I think both are fair prices. And a nice little stat that sticks out is the fact that, Philly gives up the 26 most fantasy points per game to their opponents. So there should be a lot of points scored tonight. And I think that Klay Thompson gets in the mix. A little Splash Brother correlation wouldn't be a bad idea. Now, Kevin Durant, they rank 25th in the league against opposing small forwards, the 76ers, and Durant 48 DraftKings in just 28 minutes. But now, if we're looking for the maximum upside, out of any of these guys in this game, for me, it's going to be the correlation play between Curry and Durant. Now, if you want to downgrade a little bit but still get some upside, Draymond Green also went bananas in that game. 48.5 DraftKings points in 31 minutes, and he's only 7,600 on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, you could get him for 7,900, under 8K on both sites. Think he's a great value play. I wouldn't mind pairing him with Durant or pairing him with Curry if you want to try to save some cap. So yeah, these Golden State guys certainly in play, and those are the guys I'll be looking at on the Golden State side of the ball. Now on the Philly side of the ball, the 76ers struggled a little bit. None of these guys really had that huge of a game where it stood out and it felt like we have to target them tremendously here. T.J. McConnell, 29 minutes, only put 19.5 DraftKings points. Embiid, 29 minutes, 29 DraftKings points. Covington, 29 minutes, 22 DraftKings points. So none of these guys really stood out. Ben Simmons, another guy who struggled in this matchup, 33 DraftKings points in just 28.5 minutes. I think these guys come out fighting a little bit harder today, and if I'm going to target guys here, I think we got to hit Golden State where they struggle the most on defense, and that's at defending the opposing small forward position, ranking 24th in the league there. So Covington is going to be the guy. He comes at a nice mid-range price tag, 6,300 on DraftKings. Love that price tag for him over there. 6,700 on FanDuel, another mid-range price tag there. Covington is the guy I'm definitely going to target. And Embiid could come out hungry at home, and I think that he's a fine play, but his price is so jacked up after that monster performance he put out. I think there'll be a lot of point chasers. Don't think this is a spot to chase points. Golden State, pretty decent at defending the opposing center position. Have contained opposing centers pretty well. Granted, he is Joel Embiid, and granted, the guy's a beast. but he has to pay off a massive price tag. So for me, I don't feel like I have to chase it there. I wouldn't mind Simmons. Simmons is probably my second favorite play on the 76ers. So yeah, I would go with Covington and Simmons on the 76ers side of the ball. Now, we talked about the highest scoring game of the night. Let's look at like the Kings and the Trailblazers. This is a game I'm generally just going to ignore. The Trailblazers are a heavy favorite, over-under 200 at 195. So I'm not really going to target this game all too often. But the game that I will be targeting second after that Golden State and 76ers game would be the Houston Rockets and Memphis Grizzlies. 213.5 is the over-under. Mike Conley expected to miss an extended period of time. That opens up value for Mario Chalmers, who should be a staple, a lock, and in all of your cash game lives tonight. Mario Chalmers, Super Mario Chalmers, is the guy you want to get in for value, top value play of the slate. And as great as Marc Gasol was last game, the Rockets are a bit tougher against opposing centers. I don't mind Gasol in tournaments, but in cash, I'm just going to stay away. And I think that I can instead just play the backcourt for these Grizzlies. So I'll be focusing on that Mario Chalmers value and really like Tyreek Evans, man. The guy's just such a big spark off that bench and gets an excellent matchup here against Houston. If we look at Houston's numbers against opposing shooting guards, they rank 18th in the league defending opposing shooting guards, but even beyond that, 26th in the league defending three ball, 22nd in the league at defending mid-range jumpers. Tyreek Evans is a guy that is not trigger shy at all. He's ready to fire that ball up there. So his price tag has gone up, which might scare some of the public away from him, but I'm going to load up on some Tyreek Evans here. I know what the guy could do, and I love this matchup for him. It just fits his build so well. Tyreek Evans is the guy that I want to get, along with Mario Chalmers. Can sprinkle in some Gasol in tournaments, but I'm not going to go too crazy there. Now, on the other side of this game, we've got the Houston Rockets, and the last time these guys played each other, Harden went off 46 DraftKings points in 35 minutes. Now, this is relative to his price tag. That really wouldn't be a great return on the 11K you're paying for him tonight. Wouldn't mind a fade, especially with Chris Paul back in town. Now, Chris Paul, interesting. The last two games, 36 DraftKings points, 37 DraftKings points. Now, there's a big gap between because of the injury, but you know, his price tag is still fair, and we know what he can do. It looks like he's going to, you know, find his way to having some big games, but for the most part, he's going to probably hover around that mid-30s, you know, fantasy point output, which is fine. And at this price tag, I wouldn't mind considering rostering him in cash. We don't know how many he's going to play. He played 21 minutes in his return. Maybe they'll push him a little bit more. He was on a minutes restriction heading into the game, and he played right around that 20-minute mark. I think that he'll end up getting some more minutes tonight, and they're just going to like kind of bring him back a little bit. Wouldn't mind playing him in tournaments. So, yeah, Chris Paul is a guy we can consider. Memphis, you know, with Mike Conley in the lineup, ranks fourth in the league defending opposing point guards. But with Conley out, Mario Chalmers' defense is not something that we should be afraid of by any means, so not something that we should worry about here. Also, on the Houston side of the ball, Ryan Anderson, still super cheap, dirt cheap on the road is where we want to target him because of that color blindness at home. The guy, you know, it's a real thing. Ryan Anderson just struggles at home with shooting, and the splits show it. 26.8 DraftKings points average on the road against his 18 DraftKings point per game average at home. He's on the road tonight. It's a good matchup against these Memphis Grizzlies, 25th in the league in overall rebounding. And, you know, this is a spot where Anderson could put up some shots, you know, sink some three balls and grab some boards. And I think at 4,400 on DraftKings and on FanDuel, we get him for pretty cheap, too. I believe he is in the 4K range somewhere, 4,800. I think he's a fine play on both sides there. So, yeah, do like me some Ryan Anderson tonight. That's, you know, where I'm going to be targeting those games. But I think that this is also a fantastic game stack spot. Wouldn't mind a lineup where we game stack that Sixers-Warriors game with that Rockets-Grizzlies game. If you could find a way to make it fit. I know that some of the guys are very expensive, but if you can find a way to do it, you should certainly consider it. News and notes, by the way. Ricky Rubio is probable to play, which knocks down these guards a little bit in the Jazz. Still like Donovan Mitchell, but not as much of an elite play as he would have been. You know, Ingles gets a hit in usage, too. But Favors is still in a good spot. Now, Favors filling in with Gobert going down. This is the Utah-Orlando game, by the way, that we're talking about. And 207 is the over-under for that game. And the Magic are favored by 6 points. So I think that Favors is a good play here. Although we're under ranked 6th in the league on paper at defending the center position, they rank 28th in the league at overall rebounding, leaving plenty of boards for Favors in his new extended role that he'll have to play. And his price tag is still not in an uncomfortable spot where I feel like we don't have to play him. So, yeah, Derek Favors is certainly a guy that I will be targeting on the slate. I do like the Orlando side of the ball, too, with no Gobert. That front court has really struggled. So Vucevic and Aaron Gordon both in play as well. This is just, you know, one of those slates where we have to wait for more news to break throughout the day. It seems like there's a lot of news that's going to be breaking, so keep an eye on that. I'll keep you guys posted on Twitter about how I feel about that. So let's look at that Clippers and Hornets game, too, because this is a game worth mentioning. 213.5 is the over-under. Hornets are a 5-point favorite. Now, Kemba Walker's questionable. Usually like to target him when he's home. If he plays, he will be in play against a hobbled Clippers backcourt. Patrick Beverley is questionable after, you know, missing last game when he was doubtful. So we'll see how that goes. If he plays, we'll probably bump down the guards a little bit in, you know, the Charlotte side of the ball for the fact that Beverley is a good defender. But if he doesn't play, I'll definitely have some interest in Kemba if he plays here at home. Other than that, maybe some Dwight. Clippers really not the best at defending the rim this season. DeAndre Jordan's been kind of streaky. But Blake Griffin, how about that? Let's look at Blake Griffin here, because Blake Griffin is a fine tournament play, and his price tag still under 9K. We know he has that massive upside, and again, a good matchup against the Charlotte Hornets and their front court. For the season, Charlotte ranks 25th in the league at defending opposing power forwards, which puts Blake Griffin in a very nice spot. If Beverly's out, I'm going to keep firing up Lou Williams against Charlotte here, 29th in the league against opposing shooting guards. Lou Williams has been performing very well, a little up and down, but this is a matchup where he could really expose it, and he's shown that he has upside to make things happen on the court when he has the opportunity. So Lou Williams is a guy that I certainly will be considering on this slate. For the Celtics and Atlanta game, over-under at 202.5, Celtics are a pretty heavy favorite, minus 255 on the money line. Celtics defense has been legit, man. It's been a real thing. So I'm not going to go crazy targeting any of these Hawks against them. The only guy I'd really consider would be Dennis Schroeder, just because he has that massive usage and he gets Kyrie Irving defense, which is pretty much no defense. So it's a good matchup for him. But outside of Schroeder, I'm really not targeting any of these guys on the Hawks side of the ball. On the Celtics side of the ball, Schroeder's just as bad at defense. He's a turnstile. So I wouldn't mind loading up some Kyrie Irving in tournaments. I feel like he'll go under-owned with all the value that we're going to get presented with today. And also with, you know, like the Curry spot that he's in, where he's in a massive upside spot. So I wouldn't mind some Kyrie Irving as a pivot in tournaments. Irving and Chalmers would be a nice value spot to go for roster construction on FanDuel, starting with your point guard position. So I do like Kyrie Irving on this slate. I wouldn't mind some Horford either. The Hawks front court's all hurt and hobbled and just not getting it together this season, so Horford's in a good spot. 7.3K is a very nice price tag for Horford, so I think that's something we could try to make fit with some value. 7,300 on FanDuel is a good price tag for him. And also on DraftKings, you can get Horford for 7,400. Atlanta ranking 22nd in the league at defending opposing big men. And the, you know, the good part about this on DraftKings with Horford is he's also powerful or forward eligible, so gives you some flexibility with your roster construction. And then the last game to look at here would be the Bucks and the Mavericks. 203 is the total, and Milwaukee is a 7-point favorite on the road favorite here. You know, Giannis is always going to be in play, or Giannis, I'm sorry. You know, the Greek freak is always going to be in play, and this is no different. Certainly in play here against this Dallas defense, who just cannot rebound, ranking 29th in the league at overall rebounding. So Giannis should pull in plenty of rebounds on this slate, and I can see him posting a nice double-double, getting that bonus for you on DraftKings. Definitely someone to look at. His price tag still up there, so he'll have to pay it off, but like me, some Giannis Antetokounmpo. Chris Middleton is a nice tournament play. He's shown that he still has upside. Dallas ranking also 23rd in the league defending opposing three balls. Middleton likes to shoot that three ball. Nice spot for him here. Middleton's a nice tournament play. I feel like this is a nice sneaky game stack spot for tournaments. I might throw a couple in there game stacking this game. On the Dallas side of the ball. Oh, let's look at Eric Bledsoe, too. Eric Bledsoe gets a pretty good matchup here. Dallas ranking 22nd in the league, defending opposing point guards, and Bledsoe absolutely exploded last game. 43.5 DraftKings points in 30 minutes against Detroit. Gets an even better matchup this time. Price tag still pretty reduced. Shouldn't get as much attention as he probably should on this slate. I don't think he'll get as much as he should. So Eric Bledsoe, certainly play. I love a correlation play between Bledsoe and the Greek Freak in tournaments. I feel like that's a build that you won't see a lot of tonight. So nice correlation play there between the two of them. Now on the Dallas side of the ball, Dennis Smith Jr., up and down, not going to chase the points. Slate is too big, too many options, the point guard. So that's going to be a pass for me. But Berea is a guy that is a nice spark plug off the bench. And if you're looking for a sneaky tournament play here on the slate, I feel like Berea might do something with his opportunity here, simply for the fact that he gets a good matchup here against Milwaukee, ranking 18th in the league at defending point guards, but their second unit's even worse at defending opposing point guards. So when he gets in there in the second unit, he can really put some work in. So Berea is a guy I'll be keeping my eye on in tournaments. Definitely risk involved, like risk-reward play, so don't play him in cash games, but would like him in tournaments. Wesley Matthews is still pretty cheap, and he gets a pretty decent matchup for what he does. They rank 28th in the league, Milwaukee, at defending opposing three-pointers. Wesley Matthews gets that three going, gets that jumper going. He can rack up a ton of points, so wouldn't mind some Wesley Matthews either in tournaments, but cash games, just know that's risky. But he's so cheap, like especially on DraftKings. 4,400 is just so cheap on DraftKings that, you know, I think that he'll pay off that price tag in this matchup for sure. And wouldn't be afraid of rostering him on the slate. FanDuel for 5,100 is going to be a pass for me on Wesley Matthews. They also don't have that three-point bonus, so no interest for me over there. That's about it for me on the slate for now. I'm waiting for news for value plays to break. I know I passed up on that Sacramento and Portland game pretty easy. Now, Portland's going to score a ton of points. There's huge blowout potential here, but if you were going to take stabs at anyone, Lillard, you know, as a guy with massive upside, he could drop 50, 60 DraftKings points easy. So he's a guy that we could look at. And Nurkic is probably my favorite play on the Portland side of the ball. Sacramento ranking 30th in the league at overall rebounding. And Nurk has been, you know, averaging almost 15 points and 7 rebounds per game this season. I think it's a good spot for him to pick up a double-double. And he's very, very cheap on DraftKings, considering they have that bonus over there. 6,900 is a nice price tag for Nurkic over there on DraftKings. So if you want a little late night hammer in your tournaments, you could get Nurkic in there into your lives, and maybe some Lillard if you want to sprinkle him in. But that's about it for me. I'm not involved. No, not really interested in the Sacramento side of the ball. So again, that's it for now. But give me a follow on Twitter, and I will post things throughout the day if anything pops out to me, and I'll answer any questions you guys may have about your roster construction. And again, looking forward to that Roto Grinders party tonight. So if you're there, swing by, say hi to me. Travis will be there as well. Say hi to us. Let us know if you enjoy this weekend grind. Let us know if there's anything that you think can make the show better. We're always open to hearing your input, so definitely do that. Other than that, I'm going to sign off. I'll see you guys next weekend for the Weekend Grind podcast. Enjoy your night, grinders.
Went from a job with a pension to finding connections. Made lots of investments in plane tickets, hotels, and valuable friendships. Penthouse apartments in NY and kept it a focus to get it. LA in mansions and riding in Bentleys. And I would get mentioned by people at that job that I had just left when they saw all the pictures. Surprised I was rising, cause I never talked about where I was headed. Just to a few, but the gossip got heavy. Remember the looks that I got when I said it. Now see that I've made it and know that I meant it. That 20 an hour was not worth the headache. Got the insurance without all the messes. Like who was the mother or cousin or brother of someone with status that works in the Senate? They're confined to that time clock. I feel free because I'm not.